7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Hi, thanks for calling the Campbell Soup Company.
Time be time, man. But that is not the correct time. The actual time is 1930 UTC, one of our favorite times around here on SDF. Why? Because that's when we begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Right, so it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee, and we usually do that by saying something like, "Hello, and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'll be your chairman and host for the next 29 and a half minutes. What am I doing today? Well, the first thing we gotta do is pour some tea. Yeah, look at that. That is some good looking tea. What are we drinking today? Oh, let's find out. Oh, hey, whoa. We're drinking the Gingin May. Once again today, it's very delicious. I'm very happy to be into this. And it's helping with my sinuses. I'm having a hell of a sinus morning. Is it still morning? Yeah, it's 1931. Of course it's still morning where I live. And, morning. You know, we're talking relative Tobe morning. That might not necessarily mean anti-meridian or anti-meridian. No, I'm just thinking, yeah, that's about as far as I've gotten today. It's going to be one of those super exciting episodes today, isn't it? Yeah. I like drinking tea. Oh, I do like drinking tea. Like I said, it is helping my sinuses. Why are my sinuses so weird? I don't know. We've got some kind of weird weather thing going on again. It's a nice day. After all the days of pseudo-stormingness, do we have clouds? Yeah, it's like partly cloudy, but it's warm. It's over 50 degrees Fahrenheit. It's more than 10 degrees Celsius. It's like 15 degrees Celsius or thereabouts. I don't know. I'm not measuring it. I'm just sitting here in my car. Let's get out. Okay. So what are we? What are we doing? What's happening? Well, because it's Sunday during the pandemic, we can't really go anywhere normal or good. We can't go to Heron Haven or OPPD, because these places will just be packed with people. And I can guarantee you we will not see any dudes or have any other kind of fun. So, what are we doing today? Well, we're doing what we always do when we can't go to those places. We're going down to the creek. Hello, we're at the creek. Oh, this is a creek. I think it's called Maplewood Creek. It starts in Maplewood Park. And it flows into the patio. This creek probably is not a mile long. There are some people playing golf today. I do see some people on the course. Looks like somebody was on our favorite hole, but they managed to get on the green. I don't think a lot of people have played in the last few days. You know, obviously weekends are going to be the best day for us to come down here looking for golf balls. And so we might as well do that. But I don't think there was a lot of people golfing yesterday. It was really windy and sort of a little bit rainy, but not like, you know, thunderstorms or anything. All right, I'm standing on the edge of the bank looking down. You can't really see anything from here. Starting to get some leaves. Things are starting to green up. There's a couple more people on the golf course. There might be like three or four parties playing golf. So let's get down in here. See if anybody lost some golf balls this morning. Specifically, colorful golf balls. I don't need any more white golf balls. I just feel like I need... Oh, I see color. I see an orange. It's in a bad spot. It's in the mud on the other side of the water. Ooh, ooh. But then again, as I get closer, I found another orange. Here's an orange that we can just pick up. I have a feeling somebody was playing orange balls and... Yeah, they missed a couple. Yeah, we got maybe one or two new white ones. White balls in the mud. What about that one? Am I going to be able to get that? Do I want to get it? I did wear my crappy shoes today. Being smart. Good job, Tub. How are we going to do this? What am I going to do? I'm having golf ball retrieval anxiety. That is a real thing. I have it. I'm experiencing an attack of it now. Okay, so this seems to imply that I need to find a stick. So, see, here's my usual stick, but that stick is going to be too short. Wait, what is this stick over here, he says, admiring small pieces of wood that have fallen off of trees. This might be the appropriate tool for me. He concludes as he makes his way down the steep bank and into the actual creek bed itself, where he walks four and a half steps upstream to pick up an orange Callaway number one. This might be, well, let's think a minute, is this my first Callaway number one? It could be. And I've just noticed something. Somebody else has been down here. Somebody else has been down here and has placed a rock in the middle of the stream. Yes. Thank you, other person. So now we can just walk up here like this, step on the rock, and now we're on the sandbar. Here's my footprints from a few days ago. And now, I'm looking upstream. Just looking. I don't see anything. Now, can I get to that other orange golf ball? My stick is not long enough. I need 2 meter stick. I need 2 meter stick, or I need to find a way to get closer. And I can't. It's just all mud and gunk, and I can't. Orange golf ball, I can't get you. What kind of golf ball is it? It's not a Callaway. Is it another Nitro? What is it? Okay, I'm going back. Maybe this wasn't the best way. Dun, 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 dun. Here's a feather. Here's a wood duck feather. Our wood ducks have been down in here. Nice, because we've got wood duck feathers right here. Ooh, I hear voices. Sounds like somebody's up on the tee. Ooh, I just sort of stepped in mud. We're gonna stand down here very quietly. Now, the irony is, I could probably get this white golf ball. The one that's in the mud. The stinky, stinky mud. And I still can't reach the orange one. Yes. I just heard knock, knock. Golf ball hit the tree. And I think it fell back onto the course, though. I didn't hear it hit leaves. So, yeah, we got some fairly poor golfers out there today. That's good. I'm just going to try to get this white golf ball that is within reach of my stick. Ha ha. I got you. Wait. Why am I doing this? Why am I... Let's see, what is it? Rinse it off a little bit. It is a Wilson Staff number 53. Okay, whatever. Hey, that reminds me. Did I tell you that I found a white Bomb brand golf ball? Yeah. It was white, and it was number 77. It had the same big Bomb logo, which makes me laugh. Okay, but something that's not making me laugh is my inability to access this orange golf ball. It is tantalizingly out of reach. Is that the word I'm looking for? Is it currently tantalizing me? Or is it just pissing me off? Semantics. I'm getting back on the sandbar here, and I want to check the water. I don't see anything. And I'm still having some golf ball anxiety, looking at that orange golf ball that doesn't want to come to my house. Please, Mr. Orange Golf Ball. Okay, think, Tobe. Think. Can we build a bridge? Do we have any bridging equipment? Well, we've got this stick that somebody moved that I had placed over there so we could travel. I don't want to use this stick because this is my bridge to get over the picnic table dam. Birds are chirping at me. Squirrels are laughing at my predicament. This is a very rude squirrel up here. Perhaps he shouldn't be so antagonistic. He might face my rage. I'm talking about you, you punk-ass squirrel. All right. Can I step on this? Maybe, sort of, kind of. How far can I walk onto this mud? Oh my god, not quite far enough. I need less than 50 centimeters. I need 45 centimeters more stick. Where is the stick that I need? Where is the stick that's going to save the day? I gotta find it. I gotta cross back over the creek. Looking at that wood duck feather makes me laugh. I think, hey, my ducky friends were down here. Here's a stick that's long enough, but it's not rigid enough. This is not a stick. This is a piece of vine. Okay. Gonna make it challenging today? Oh, golf ball. Are you under the impression that I am not up for the challenge? Your lack of faith disturbs me. Alright, I'm up on the main bank. I am looking for a stick. Yeah. Alright, what do we have over here in the stick department? Hello, welcome to the stick department. Hi. What can I help you with today? I would like a stick. I'm looking for some kind of stick that's good for recovering golf balls from across the water. Oh, that's a very interesting application you have for sticks, sir. Perhaps this 3.5 meter one will help. Well, that's long enough, but it's curved. As I walk back down into the creek bed, it's somewhat unwieldy. But if we stand right here, I think it's gonna reach. But it's gonna be hard to manipulate because, yeah, it's shaped like the letter C. Now, can I come up on top of it like this? Maybe. Oh, Tobe, was that a brilliant move? Yeah, it might have been. Oh, it's in the mud deep. Oh, it doesn't want to pop out of there. This is taking all of my coordination. Wow, okay, it's loose. I got it coming forward. It's actually stuck to the stick because it's stuck to the mud. Oh no, And now it's in the water. And now it's in the water hiding where I can't see it, under some dark leaves. Okay, come on, buddy. Come on. All right, if this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, you may be thinking, wow, this guy Tobe, our faithful chairman, he sure puts a lot of effort into retrieving golf balls. Well, let me just say that not any, just any old golf ball. Yes. Colored golf balls, like this orange one, which I have now successfully moved pretty much across all the water. I can throw the stick back up on the bank, squat down right here, pick up a golf ball, rinse it off, and yes, we've got ourselves another orange golf ball, a Nitro number 2. It's nice. It's in really good shape. Is this glossy? Or is it matte finish? I don't know, because we can't tell when they're wet. So, that goes into the pocket. Two orange golf balls. Two orange golf balls on a Sunday when we couldn't go to Heron Haven. Yes. And plus one white golf ball. All right. I think I just about wore myself out. Ooh, I should not exert myself like that. It's a little bit tricky in the heat department today. Can't tell if it's too hot or not. No, we're good. Sun just went behind a cloud. All right, so I'm back up on the bank and I'm going to walk upstream a little bit. Just to get a good vantage point for looking across the creek onto the far bank, where golf balls will often land and stay and not actually roll down into the creek conveniently for me, like the god of golf balls has. I see something that we couldn't see before because it's hiding behind a log. We got color. It's down here in the water. This is about as far as the golf balls can go. Oh, yes, what do we got? Oh, we got a golf ball among a bunch of ducky tracks. Oh, we had all kinds of tracks. We got duck tracks in this mud flat. We got possum tracks. We got, no, that's not possum. That's a raccoon with his toes splayed. We got duck tracks. We got mati tracks, squirrel tracks, duck tracks, and let me just rinse it off. Well, this one's not so great. And we have a top flight number 4 that is yellow, but this must be an old ball or something. It's badly sun faded. It's yellow, but there's sort of one side that looks like it's been exposed to sun for a few years. Has this been down here this long and we haven't found it? Maybe it was somewhere else and it recently got knocked over here. Look, there's where the mati went through the creek. There's mati footprints over there. I'm tracking matis. And my feet are sticking to the mud in the creek here. Well, you know, I think we'll keep it anyway. So I'm going to put this golf ball in my pocket anyway. And, oh, here's a white one just laying here in the water. We might as well grab it since it's no effort. Rinse it off a bit. What do we have? Ooh, something I've never heard of before. A Mojo. It's kind of crappy. It's scuffed up. It's hit concrete at some point in time. A Mojo number 1. It's white and it might be made by Nike. Oh, what's this up here? All right, we gotta keep going because I see color up here. Nothing overly exciting. Oh, but there's a lot of mud. How muddy is it? Dunno. Test the mud, Tobe. Yeah, that might work. We've got a yellow golf ball in the water. I'm going to use this conveniently placed stick to kind of bring it over to me and I'm going to grab it, rinse it off. What do we have? It's a Nitro number 4. A yellow Nitro number 4. Oh, the mud is sticking to my shoes. And it's nice. It's in good shape. All right. Well, aren't we having a good golf ball day today? Yes, we are. But now my feet are getting heavier and heavier because they just keep picking up. Now, here's where that possum walked through here. Cool. We got tracks in the mud. And now my feet weigh 40 pounds because all the mud is sticking to my feet. My bottom of my shoes. Is this going to make my shoes fall off? Probably. All right, I'm going back the way I came. Tracking around mud. And now I'm going to get back up on the bank right here. Because my feet are too heavy. My feet are too heavy to function. So now we do the patented Tobe removes mud from his shoes by kicking his feet. Kick the invisible soccer ball. The football. Shake the mud off your shoes. Hey, there's a butterfly. Yeah, it's one of those prairie frits. And, okay, hold on. Somebody just stepped up to the tee box. That guy can see me from here. All right, we're going to wait for this guy to tee off. So listen. Listen now for the sounds of a golf ball hitting a creekside tree. You'll know it when you hear it. It's, you know, dok dok. Sometimes it's dok dok a dok. And on rare occasions, but frequently enough that we can call for it, that ball, when it hits the tree, will go dok 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 a dok dok a dok a dok 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 a dok dok a dok dok dok. Give me a dok dok. Come on, hit the ball, dude. Hit the ball into a tree. And I hope you're playing with a purple ball. Hit the purple ball into the tree so it falls into the... Man, how many practice swings has this guy got to take? There it is. Hit the tree, hit the tree. Nope. It looks like he's on the green. I can't really tell from here. So, now that we've actually made it this far, I'm walking out of here. Good haul today. I wasn't even expecting anything. I was expecting to say, oh yeah, there's no golf balls down here today because, well, there hasn't been anybody golfing. It's still early on a Sunday, but man, it's a nice day. I bet there's going to be a lot of people golfing this afternoon too, which does mean that I will probably return here tonight around dusk, golden hour, to look for golf balls. Now, the big question is, how many did we get today? Well, on the day that we thought we would get none, we got 6. 2 white golf balls, the Mojo and the something else, who cares. We got some beautiful, beautiful orange balls, a Nitro 2, and what was the other one? Right, it's in my pocket. Just grab it, Tobe. Oh yeah, the Callaway. Callaway 1. Matte finish. The Nitro, now that it's dry, is glossy. The Nitro Yellow is glossy. Man, what a great day. 2 oranges. Beautiful. All right, I'm approaching my car. It's going to take me about 2 minutes to drive home. So while I'm driving, I'm going to plug you into this little machine and give you random music. My here you go. Does the hanky panky. Yeah.
baby does the hanky panky. Hey, my baby does the hanky panky. Hey, my baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Hey, my baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line.
Yeah,
you know I saw her. It does a hanky panky. Yeah, my baby does a hanky panky. 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 On down the line.
Yeah, you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, pretty baby, can I take you home?
I never saw her, never saw her. Hey, my baby does a hanky panky. Yeah, my baby.
Let's just do it one more time and get out of here. I love that. Tommy James and the Shondells doing the hanky.
Yampasu.
No, they're not doing the hanky nyampasu. They're doing the hanky panky. Well, at least his baby does the hanky panky. Nobody knows if she does it with Tommy James, but, you know, that's implied. Or at least it seems to be implied. All right, so I'm sitting here, and I wanted to drink some more tea, but it's so hot now. And I got worked up running around outside, so... Now I'm drinking my mango-flavored cola soft drink beverage. The one that maybe you have seen advertised on TV. I saw it advertised on TV in Espanol, and I said, "Sí, I will buy that." I don't know how to say "I will buy that" or "I will buy it." Yo, purchasero, yo la purchas. What the hell is to buy in Spanish? I don't know. I don't know. This is not the Spanish lesson.
Nyampasu.
And it's not the Nyampasu lesson.
Nyampasu.
No. What you've been listening to is the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on...
Nyampasu.
No. On Anon Radio. Yeah, you can tune in every day and catch me. Tune in tomorrow. I'm going to do something different. It won't be golf balls. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the...